aren't in the Keir Starmer cabinet, which I must admit, I remember speaking to Jackie about this at the time, and I was like furious on your behalf. And I just thought, given that there were a couple of spaces being made, and okay, he wanted a different person as Attorney General, fair enough. But the fact that he didn't give you one of those other positions, I mean, I thought that was terrible. And I mean, clearly you were very upset by it.
Well, I was upset. And I'd been the longest serving shadow cabinet member. You know, I did 8.5 years continual, 8.5 years. And then I had done a couple of years before that. So I'd probably been in the shadow cabinet for more than a decade. And I would really like to have a chance to do something. I mean, you know, I can do talking, I can do holding people to account. I mean, I can do that and I'll do it well. But I would like to do something. I mean, that's what I'm in politics for, is to do something and to make changes. And so I was very disappointed. I didn't mind not being Shadow Attorney General. I'm not a swanky lawyer. I mean, I'm a lawyer, but there are lawyers and lawyers. And I could quite understand why he'd want to have somebody, you know, of the standing of our current Attorney General. But I didn't mind that at all. But I would like to have done something else. And I made that clear, but there wasn't anything else offered. So, you know, I don't really understand why that happened. I really don't. And nobody's given me an explanation.
And how did he phone you up? Did he phone you up and tell you?
Well, I'm not going to talk about all of that. I don't think that's right, to be honest. You know, we've had discussions, but I'm not going to give you the
Well, from that, I'm taking it that you'd, in the future, you'd actually still quite like to do something.
I'd like to have the experience of being a minister. I mean, I've been in Parliament nearly 20 years and I haven't. So I was a bag carrier in the last government for Ed Miliband, but I was never actually a minister. So, because you may remember, I kind of had a bit of a falling out with Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, because they kept wanting to lock people up without any evidence. So I couldn't vote for it. And so each time I just like, I can't vote for 90 days detention without any evidence. I can't vote for 42 days detention without. So I just kept being put on the naughty step, and then I'd be about to get off it, and then I'd be put back on the naughty step again. So for the first term, it was all a bit of a battle, and then I was beginning to kind of be rehabilitated, and then we lost power. So, you know, just how it was, really. So then spent for 14 years in opposition. As always, it's just bad luck, really. So yes, I would. I mean, obviously, I suspect people tell me that if I do become the chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, that I will really enjoy it, and that I may be quite good at it. And that, I mean, I certainly really enjoy being Shadow Foreign Secretary. And so if it's anything like that, then, you know, then it'll be great. And it'll be great to be able to make a contribution. And I